This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The overuse of BT corn is harmful to the overall effectiveness of it. We'll have more from Iowa State University right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Corn rootworm is the number one pest that corn growers have to manage every single year. For years, one of the top rootworm management tools has been BT corn. However, due to widespread usage, the effectiveness of BT corn has decreased over time. Aaron Gassman, professor of plant pathology at Iowa State University, recently co-authored the study Too Much of a Good Thing, Lessons from Compromised Rootworm BT Maize in the U.S. Corn Belt, which dove into how overplanting BT corn causes farmers to lose some of its benefits for suppressing rootworm and protecting yields. Gassman said they found that some farmers were using BT corn higher than the ideal rate, which promoted resistance.
Rootworm pressure tends to be much higher in the western corn belt because more fields are in continuous corn production, and that really creates the ideal habitat for corn rootworm. And so as a result, there tend to be larger rootworm populations, and they have the potential to inflict greater injury on corn plants and impose higher yield losses. And one of the takeaways from that study is that farmers in the eastern part of the Corn Belt weren't reaping as big of a return on their investment for planting BT corn as farmers in the west. And in fact, farmers in the east could have increased their profits by planting less BT corn because oftentimes the potential yield loss wasn't great enough to make up for the cost of the transgenic traits.
For more information, visit news.iastate.edu. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.